Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic. I'm Danny Pellegrino, and today on the show we have Chrishell from Selling Sunset on Netflix. If you haven't watched Selling Sunset, there's two seasons currently on Netflix. The second season was fantastic. I binged it all in just like 2 days. I loved it so, so much. It's from the creators of The Hills and Laguna Beach, and it's very much in that style. It reminds me of like a 30-something version of The Hills, except they're all realtors. It's really, really addictive and fantastic houses, all of that stuff. The third season premieres at the beginning of August, and at the end of the second season, there's this trailer. And spoiler alert, the interview has some spoilers if you haven't watched season one or two. So turn this off if you haven't watched it and you want to. But at the end of season two, there's this trailer. And it reveals so much about season three. And Chrishell really seemingly goes through it. Her then-husband, Justin Hartley from This Is Us, files for divorce, we see in the trailer. So it looks like a lot of that is going to play out on season three. And so Chrishell and I talked a little bit about that, and we talk about what's to come, her relationship with the other women. She also was on All My Children, so we talk about that too. She's truly an angel among us. She was so incredibly sweet. Loved talking to her, and so incredibly stunning too. I mean, beautiful, beautiful. So if you want to watch the interview, you can go to the new Everything Iconic YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/Danny Pellegrino and the number one. youtube.com/Danny Pellegrino and the number one. Watch it over there. Like, subscribe, all of that on YouTube. And I'm going to try to do more interviews there. So without further ado, I'm going to leave you with my chat with Chrishell from Selling Sunset. Find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. If you want, we have t-shirts and all that kind of stuff at everythingiconic.store. I'm also going to put a link to some of the places that you can donate right now or anytime in the episode description of this. So you can check out the Black Lives Matter has like a card where you can see all sorts of information on how you get involved, where to donate, all of that good stuff. So I'll put that link in the episode description. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to leave you guys with my chat with Chrishell from Netflix's Selling Sunset. And we'll be back with a recap of The Real Housewives of New York as soon as that airs. Okay, love you all. Bye-bye. This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Chrishell, how are you doing?
I am so good. How about yourself?
I'm so happy to be chatting with you. You know, we follow each other on social media, and I am newly addicted to Selling Sunset. Like, I feel like I need more episodes. I know we have new episodes coming soon, but I need them now.
Well, I'm so excited that you watched the show, because I've followed you now for so long. So that I love that we snagged you.
It's so good. It's so good. Now, I want to talk all about that in a second. But before I do, I have to say, I just watched your All My Children reunion that you guys did, like a Zoom reunion.
Yes.
And I wasn't like a religious follower of all my children, but my mom was. So all growing up, it was like she had it on every day after school, or she would watch it at night, like record them on a VHS tape and watch them at night. And it was such an institution. It'll come back at some point, right? Like it has to come back.
I mean, it's so funny. There's every couple years that there's this new conversation about it coming back. So I don't know. I do know that there's a lot of people that are rooting for that to happen, and a lot of people are open to it as far as the actors go. So we'll see.
I hope so.
There have been so many things that have been revived. So now with streaming, anything is possible.
Right. It's such an institution. Also, I just have to say that Josh Duhamel still looks phenomenal.
Right? I was so excited I got put in his group.
He is like aging like a fine wine. I mean, he looks phenomenal.
100%.
What was it like working with Susan Lucci? I mean, she's like an icon.
She is an icon. I just have to say she's so much funnier than people ever thought about her. Knew who she was obviously before I got there. And so I was always so surprised at how quick and funny she was. Cause I don't think that ever came across in the character she played. Well, a little bit, but I mean, in real life, she's just always making everyone laugh. And, she's just, you know, not intimidating at all. I just really loved her. And, I love the days like I get to get slapped by her and all that kind of
what
stuff.
What a dream. I mean, can you even imagine? It's like amazing.
I lived for those days. I will never forget that day being like, be in the moment right now because you're about to get slapped by Susan Lucci. How cool is this?
That's amazing. You know, I follow her on social media too, and I love her cooking videos that she does with her husband. They're like so entertaining. She's great.
I know. She's so cute.
So Selling Sunset, have you noticed that there seems to be like it with season two, I don't know, does it feel like it caught on more or something? Like, I feel like everyone is talking about Selling Sunset right now.
It definitely feels like it found its momentum. And this time, you know, I feel like with season one, it kind of slowly people started to discover it and find it. And season two, all of a sudden, it just felt more like an explosion of like everybody was talking about it. And, you know, and so it was very different from season one where it felt like we were slowly trying to find an audience. And so that's great. You know, we have season three coming out August 7th, and, you know, we're waiting to see about if we're getting picked up. So now is really the important time for people to watch because if they give us those pickup papers, we'll get back in.
You have to get picked up. Like, I won't accept otherwise.
I think it's looking very good. In fact, today we just got nominated for a Critics' Choice Reality. What is it? Critics' Choice
Film
TV Award.
Ah, congratulations. That's exciting. Thanks. Well, he was on the House show, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if we lose, it's fine.
I'd vote for you guys. Did you guys know that season three was filmed? You guys were filming season three at the same time? Were you aware of that?
Yeah, so we basically just doubled our shooting schedule, and we shot, instead of 3 months, we shot 6 months. So... Okay. Yes, and then they chopped it up in two different parts.
I feel like we need that now more than ever. I'm so grateful because especially so many of the shows, like on Bravo even, they have had to take a lot of time off. So I'm so grateful we have new episodes coming. Although it looks like stressful for you.
You're excited. I'm not that excited.
We see a little teaser at the end, and it seems, I would imagine it'd be hard to like live through all that again. Are you nervous about it?
That would be an understatement. Yes. I'm so proud of season one and season two and season three because it's not about work and it takes obviously such a turn that I wasn't expecting. I'm not looking forward to it. I don't know if I'm going to even promote. I don't know. I have to wait. I haven't even seen it myself. So I might go live under a rock while that happens and let everything settle, or, you know, we'll see. I actually am anxiously awaiting to watch it myself. It's such a blur that time in my life. Luckily I'm out of it, but obviously now I don't want to go back and relive it. So
It was such a surprising tease because I didn't even know we were getting a season three so quickly. And so it was exciting in the fact that we get new episodes, but it does look like even more intense than the seasons we've had so far, which as a reality TV viewer, it's exciting, but I could imagine
Yeah, just because, you know, when I signed up for this show, I was signing up to do a show about real estate, and I, one, didn't have any personal drama, and also they weren't following me in my personal life. It was just me into the office. So what could go wrong? That's right. Really, you know, and so season one with all the interpersonal things that happened with the girls, and then now where we are with my life on the forefront, it's just kind of turned into something that, you know, little naive me, I could have never imagined any of this. So as awkward and uncomfortable as it all is, I'm, you know, strapping in, because I do feel like the viewers are, for the most part, you know, really supportive. And there's something about, you know, when you are, you know, it's out there anyway. So if anything, you know, people keep saying I'm really relatable. So I'm like, well, thank you. I'm going to aim to be a little less relatable.
You know, it's, you say relatable, and I think I was reading in an interview, the show is created by one of the creators of The Hills. And I believe it was him that said, or maybe it was somebody else, forgive me, but they were saying that you're the LC of the show. And I really find that to be true. I loved The Hills. I loved Laguna Beach. Did you watch those shows back in the day?
I did. And Adam DeBello is the creator of those shows, and he's our creator as well. And so it definitely has that, his stamp on it. But I always take that as a compliment. I watch those shows. I definitely related to her the most as far as my personality goes. So I take that as a compliment.
Right. It's a different kind of style. And I think that's almost why I think that season two has really taken off, because now we're kind of used to what it is. And we remember kind of that old style. It's like such beautiful cinematography. And I think it's a stunning show, aside from like all the great characters on it. I just think it's beautiful to watch. And I love the house porn. I'm like obsessed with that.
These houses are insane. And I will say, to Adam's credit, he puts every dollar he can on the screen. And I think that you see that, you know?
And do you have a favorite house from the two seasons so far?
I love this house that I think Mary had in season one, but it's hard to explain which one it was. There was one in season one I really loved, the woman bot. I can't remember now. But anyway, there's been so many, but I just remember when I watched that one, like being like, I want that house.
Yeah. There's some stunning, the season two, episode one house that you guys have a party at is just like incredible.
Oh, the $40 million house. Oh yeah. Yeah. But can I just say, in real life, it kind of felt a little bit like a mall. Like, it didn't feel like a home to me. So that's not my style, but it was really cool to be there for a party. But I don't know how you would make something that big feel like a home. It felt like I was in like a Galleria mall or something.
What's your style is like kind of homey. What would you describe your like house style as?
Yeah, I would want it to be warm and cozy and inviting, but you know, I still want it to be fabulous and I want to have space, but I always would most importantly want it to feel like a home. And I think when it gets too big, it feels like a Restoration Hardware. And I've seen these houses that we sell, these like mini mansions, and you know, they're great if you're a big basketball player or something like that, where you know, you're 7 feet tall. We've sold to people like that. And then I get it.
Right.
But for someone like me, it's like, what do I need these ceilings for? You know, this reminds me of Restoration Hardware.
Yeah. Yeah. This might be a silly question, but do you have like a favorite? I always think of Nancy Meyers houses. Like of course, everyone loves her kitchens and stuff in her movies. Do you have a favorite house from like the movies? Is that a stupid question?
No, that's not a stupid question. Let me think. There's so many that I
always think of like the Father of the Bride house. Like I love from those movies.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. The only problem is, as a realtor, I'd have to say, you know, you'd have to reno it. It's gonna, you know, it needs some updating.
Right. That's so funny. Yeah, yeah.
If they were my client and I was going to sell that home, that's the first thing I would say.
I love that. Speaking of style, everyone's style on this show, like clothing-wise, is really great too. Do you guys work with stylists before you film, or is it just pulling stuff from your closet?
We don't. And in fact, you know, I'd only done scripted television before this. And so I'm so used to being, you know, you show up to work and they give you what you wear, or you do fittings and you know, and so I think that's why people have noticed my clothing was a little better in season two, because season one, I was really like, truly, you guys don't like, I just, you know, and I didn't really, you know, I had clothes that were kind of appropriate, but I wasn't buying a bunch of like real estate, great clothes for my everyday life. You know, I did real estate on the side and I was doing soap. So I didn't have a ton of clothes that were, you know, I had a couple like dresses and then I would wear them. And then I was like, oh, now what do I wear? Right. So we don't work with stylists. We're on our own. And I was a little more prepared for season two. But yeah, I think that's kind of part of the show where they just want you to come across as you are. So it sucks because sometimes, you know, I think we would be a little more casual in certain situations, but at the end of the day, you know, now we watch the show. There are even a couple of times where I'm like, okay, I should have gotten up a little earlier that day.
Are you keeping in touch with the women now that, I mean, we've been in quarantine for so long now. Have you been keeping up with the other cast members?
Yeah, I mean, social media is the easiest way because, you know, it's quarantine, so we haven't been able to really hang out the way that we normally would. And some people are in different locations. You know, Maya just had a baby. She's in Miami. And Heather is with her man over in the OC. So I think all of us are kind of scattered around. But, you know, I still do like Amanza and I had like a multi.
I love the name Amanza, by the way. It's like Amanza, Chriselle. I love the names. Okay. Yeah.
And so we just had a FaceTime where we just had it on for hours and we're both doing stuff. And it was just, you know, same with Mary. Like, it's just, you know, so we've been keeping in touch even though we're separated.
Right. You and Christine, you guys are on like different paths, I'd say. Like you guys seem to keep butting heads. How are you guys now?
Things are not great. Okay. I'm just going to be honest. Yeah. I love what she brings to the show. You know, and I see people are like, oh my God, I think she's fabulous. She's great. And I love that she is like that to them for whatever reason. I have never gotten that treatment from her. So I have run out of patience of trying to get along with someone that is over the top mean to me all the time. In her own words, she was an effing bitch to me. Like, you know, and she owns that, but she is. And I have screenshots where it's like, I had to block her on Instagram and Twitter because she's, you know, I can't deal with her. You know, she'll do these moments where she'll just go off and go crazy. And then afterwards she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. And it's like, oh my God. Yeah.
Do you think part of it is for the show or do you think, I mean, like, I don't know if that makes sense.
No, because some of the stuff that she's done, the show can't even use. They can't. Right. You can't call me certain things, and the show can't even air that because then it would be so unlikable, you calling me those certain things. So,
What did she call you?
I guess.
Is this public knowledge? Do we know?
No. No. But I'm just saying, like, I think, you know, I get it. She wants to come across as like she's playing a character or whatever, and it's like, or that she was amping it up for TV. And the fact is the show protects sometimes things that she does and says that are too ridiculously like rude. So I've just hit my limit. I'm going to zip myself into my leave me the fuck alone bubble. I just can't deal. So I've run out of patience and I'm just, you know, we work together. It is what it is.
Coming from soaps, does it just feel like this is a real life soap opera? Like, I don't know. Can you see all the similarities in a weird way?
Absolutely. Except, you know, soaps are so much, better because I feel like, you know, you're scripted and you can have fun when you're supposed to be really rude to somebody or whatever. It's a little different on this where, you know, you're not playing a character. So, but yes, it's oddly enough, a lot of times, you know, we always joked about that in soaps where sometimes something that was going on behind the scenes was more drama than on camera. And so is the case with this cast. I mean, there's so much going on all the time, it seems. So,
I was seeing online a lot of people are saying that some of you would be great as housewives, and I know you watch The Real Housewives. Would you ever do something like that? Or I mean, this is really like Netflix's version of that anyway, but
yeah, I mean, I honestly love the franchises. I watch a lot of them. But for me, I think it would be taking a step down because the whole point is to you know, do a whole separate career in real estate. Right. And I've really loved like building a whole separate career. And so, you know, I feel like I have my place over here and it just seems a little, not a step down, but redundant or, you know, it's
yeah,
not
what do you
that
I doubt
they would want me on the show and then them show me selling houses. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Or, yeah.
Okay, so tell me about Housewives. Are you enjoying this? You're watching Beverly Hills, right? Do you watch?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so what are you thinking of the Denise drama? I just want to get a little dirt from you of what you think.
So the problem is I'm one episode behind, but I kind of know just from social media and everything, but I'm obsessed with Denise. I get very, like, there are people that I really like coming for her. It makes me very uncomfortable because I'm a Denise fan all the way. So I just think, you know, and also, what are we fighting over? The rights to kids to listen to threesome conversations? What
right. I know. And it gets dragged. I mean, Beverly Hills, which I am really loving this season, but they always tend to like drag out one little issue forever. And then also, I always think it ends up backfiring. Like, I think the cast always thinks that everyone's going to side with like the majority. But then it's like, as viewers, I think a lot of us are siding with Denise.
It's an interesting dynamic. I I'm one episode behind, but just watching what I had seen, I'm like, what are we arguing over? Like, everyone would understand that, you know, it's a simple conversation where it's like, oh, okay, sorry, you know, and you move on. That said, being in reality TV now myself, I do get how things get a little more blown out of proportion, but
do you watch reality TV in like a different way now?
I do. Yeah. It's so interesting. I really do. You know, because there are just different elements to it where it's like, you know, what you see on camera. Now I know there's so much happens behind the scenes where it's like, you know, if someone were to apologize to someone on camera, it's like, yeah, but what happened off camera? Like, I don't know. So.
Chriselle, I want to mention our mutual friend, Jared. You had done some great advocacy work with, I think it's Be the Match, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's his charity. And he asked me to help him out with that. And so I was happy to.
Yeah. I just wanted to, is it Be the Match? I can put the link in the episode description, but it's, I think, Be the Match. So I thought we could just do a quick little shout out.
Yeah. No, Ariana did it as well. Brittany, but basically just do a swab and you can honestly save a life if you have a match. I think it's with your marrow. I don't want to speak on it because I'm going to say it all wrong.
No, I'll put the link in there. It just came to mind. I was like, oh, let's give a shout out. Okay, so what can you tell us about season 3, August 7th? Is there anything else aside from all the personal drama? What else do we have to look forward to?
So you'll get to see the $40 million house. I know it's been drawn out, but that's the kind of stuff you can't produce. I mean, you have to wait until it sells. And so luckily you will get to see the end of that house selling. So that's exciting. You know, the houses are always so fun. And then speaking of, you know, charitable work, I get to, I threw a charity event for one of my favorite charities that I've worked with for years. So that was super exciting.
What's the charity?
It's Upward Bound House. Okay. You can find them at upwardboundhouse.org. But they work with the homeless population in Los Angeles and families with children. And but not just like giving them a place to stay. They actually are giving them the tools so that within the year in the system, they're 95% success rate of not being homeless again. So it's really close to my heart. So I'm excited to bring that to the forefront on the show. And, you know, so there are some positives to season 3.
Right. Well, I cannot wait. Before I let you go, I do have a few pop culture questions that I ask everyone. Okay. Do you have a favorite rom-com?
Yes. I would have to say, it's so hard. I want to say While You Were Sleeping, because that's like classic. Old school, like, you know, but I guess I'll say Runaway Bride.
A good one too. What's your favorite Mariah Carey song?
Emotions.
A classic. Yeah. If you were choosing for People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, who would you choose?
I would have said Idris Elba, but he already got it. Right. So we're picking someone that hasn't gotten it before.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, let's pick someone new. Yeah. I mean, he's a good one, though. He could get it every year.
I know. Let me see. Someone that hasn't gotten it. I should know this off the top of my head. Oh, I know. Who's the guy that was just on that show, like Normal People?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't watch it, but I've seen a lot of people like posting about him.
Because like, at first, he's not, you know, he's like a regular-looking guy, and there's something about that show by the end, you know, he's like really...
Is it a good show? Do I need to watch it?
It's good. I really like, you know, I can't tell because I'm in quarantine, so I don't know if it's...
I get that. I get that. Yeah, we're all just watching things, and half of the things we're watching just aren't good, but we need something to watch. Yes. Okay, LC or Kristen? I guess you sort of already...
LC, for sure.
Where can people find you on social media?
Chriselle.Staus on Instagram, and Chriselle7 on Twitter.
Well, Chriselle, this was so great to finally like sort of meet in person. I mean, not exactly, but kind of. Thank you so much for selling Sunset. I cannot wait for season 3. Everyone needs to watch it. I think it's just it's a wonderful reality show, and it's different paced. I keep saying online, it's like a different pace than like The Housewives, but I think it's in a great way. It's different pace. Like I love the stylized. I love everything about it. Anyway,
thank you so much. Yeah. I'm so excited that you like it.
Thank you, Chriselle. Stay safe. And I don't know what this was that I just like did like a pageant wave at you. Anyway, it was so great talking to you. Thank you.
Bye, Danny.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. There's no turn.